So a couple of times during the course of dinner, the manager comes over to the table and, is everything okay? Yes. And he just kind of lingers and then leaves. So I get the feeling something weird is going on here. So I'm kind of joking with my wife. I can't wait to get the bill. I wonder what this bottle is going to be.
That manager can't believe they finally moved that bottle of $5,000
right,
wine.
Right.
It's been sitting there forever.
So we have our dinner. We're enjoying our wine. And finally, they bring the bill. Puts it on the table. And I'm just staring at it. And I'm getting a little nervous. And I don't want to look at it. But the anticipation, the curiosity gets the better of me. And as soon as the waiter leaves, I pick it up. And I open it up. The wine that we drank was $1,100.
We have a winner.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
And my
yes.
wife says, how much was the bottle? And I said, $1,000. And she laughed and said, no, really. And I said, $1,100.
He said it was in your price range.
Right. But then I got to thinking, but it was the other sommelier that helped us. So how did the assistant know what my price range was?
It's a scam.
That's a bait and switch right there.
So
a masterful bait.
So now here I had this bill for dinner, and so the total bill with tax and tip and our food was, you know, $1,400 or something. And so now I said to my wife, I go, I don't know what to do here.
You can't ride that out. No. I think you fight tooth and nail on that bill. You
Let's
say, hey,
check.
You know what? It all sucked, and I refuse to be charged for this meal.
I called the waiter over, and I said, this bill's a bit of a surprise to me because the bottle of wine I ordered was $120, and this is $1,100. I said, it's not the bottle. He said, well, that's the one you showed me. And I said, well,
that's the one I showed you.
No, he said, that's the one you showed me
when
I pointed to the menu. And I said, well, that's not the one that the sommelier recommended, this one, and I wanted this one. And I said, I wouldn't order this an $1,100 bottle of wine. And he goes, well, that's the one that you showed me. And I don't know what to do.
Gosh.
So he leaves, and I said to my wife, I said,
let's run.
I said, I have no idea what to do here, but they showed me the bottle, and I said yes. And then we drank the entire bottle.
Yeah.
And I said, I think I just have to pay for this.
I think you're on the hook.
So I tipped the waiter, but not on the $1,000 of what I
Yeah, that's I stupid. Him. You shouldn't have to tip him on that huge bottle of wine.
No, I tipped him on what I was going to order. So I signed the bill, and I paid for it. And
you need to get that receipt framed.
That's a Dez Bryant meal you had there.
And so we each had a glass, you know, left after the. We had, you know, a half a glass left, and I savored that half a glass. I didn't sleep a wink that night. I did not sleep one wink as I kept thinking of what I could have spent that $1,000 on.
Oh, yeah.
What charity could have used that $1,000? What
Big
bills I could have
charity.
Paid with the $1,000? All the things I could have done with that $1,000. I promise you I didn't sleep one wink that night. And it bothered me. What should I have done? Should I have gone to the manager? Should I have refused to pay it? Other people would refuse to pay it. I can't believe I did that to myself. It was my mistake for not, you know, for
double-checking,
venturing into wine-ordering territory that I had no idea. And I just beat myself up over it.
The only thing you could have done is gone to the manager, I think. That's the only other recourse you had.
And just say, hey, work with me. You got three times the markup on this bottle. You know, just can you work with me here? You know, play the hard luck thing. Say, I can't cover this. I don't have... You know, I can't just be having an $1,100 bottle of wine.
Well, here's what I did. The next day, I thought about it again the whole day, and I'm bothered by it the whole day, and I'm telling my wife, you know, this is kind of ruining the trip for me. It's just, I feel like I've just thrown $1,000 away. So we're sitting there at the hotel snack bar the next afternoon, and I said, you know what? I got to go say something to him. I have to go talk to the manager. And just see what they think I should have done. And it was about 4:30 or 5 before the restaurant started to fill. I said, this is the perfect time. Can you wait here now that I've got my gumption up and I'm going to go do this? Let me go do it.
Did you get a few drinks in you first?
I had a beer. So I go down there and I said, can I see a manager? And she said, yes. Would you like to see the chef? Was something wrong with your meal last night? I said, no, it's a billing issue, I guess. I don't know what to call it. I'd just like to see a manager. So the manager comes out, and he said, hello, Mr. Miller. He remembered me from last night.
Oh, of course, because you were the idiot that ordered the right, overpriced bottle.
That sucker's back in here.
I said, look, I just got to get something off my chest. I said, last night, the sommelier came over. He recommended this $120 bottle of wine. That's the one I ordered from the waiter. He messed up. They brought us a different bottle of wine, but I don't know my French wines, one from the other, so I ordered this bottle of wine. The bill arrives. It's an $1,100 bottle of wine. And I said, look, I realize it's on me. They showed me the bottle, and I said yes. We drank the whole bottle. I understand if I've got to pay for it, I've got to pay for it. It's an expensive lesson, but I'll live with it. I said, I just want to know if there's any recourse here, what would you have done in my shoes? And he said, Mr. Miller, we realized that there might have been a problem. He said, we sensed that something was wrong at that table all night, because whenever anybody orders this, it was Chateau Lafite. He says, whenever anybody orders a Chateau Lafite, they call ahead. It's for a special occasion. We set up a presentation on the table. We have a little stand for it. We go through the whole thing. The sommelier talks about its history.
Nobody, thank you for falling for it.
He said, nobody just comes in and orders a Chateau Lafite like that. So we knew there was a problem. But the sommelier brought it over, and you said yes. And when you called him back over and said, is this a $10,000 bottle of wine? He said, no, it's in your range. We thought, because the sommelier had originally suggested some wines in the $600 range, we thought that was your range. So
how do you know what my range is?
Yeah. And so he said, as the manager, came over a couple of times, but we never talk about price when the lady is there. And the lady was always there. And I said, that was no lady. That was my wife.
This whole story was just to build up to that.
And he said, one time she got up to use the restroom, and I tried to come over, but she came back real quickly, and I couldn't say anything. And our policy is to not bring up price in the restaurant.
And why is that? In case that some guy's trying to big D for the lady?
Right. So I said, I understand that. There's no problem. I just wonder, is there anything that we can do? And he goes, well, we talked about it, and we're willing to just charge you what is our cost on the bottle.
Okay.
Which was $700.
Questionable.
That's what I said.
Did you research? Did you call some of your Somalian friends?
No, I didn't have time to research. I had to either take that deal or leave it.
Yeah. It's giving you a 30% discount.
Yeah,
here.
And so you know what? I said, okay. That seems fair, because the whole day I'm thinking I've got to pay $1,100 for this mistake. Now it's $700, but I was going to buy a $100 bottle of wine, so it's $600. And then later he sent up a bottle of $100 champagne to our room with an apology note.
Okay.
So now it's a $500 mistake. So it's gone from an $1,100 mistake down to a $500 mistake, and that's still a very costly mistake, but at that point I feel a lot better about it. And at least they did know something was up. They tried to make it right that night without coming up to the table and saying, there's no way you can afford this wine.
Look at you.
So in the
end, a t-shirt, for God's sake.
In the end, I had to bite a $500, $600 bullet.
Dang.
Woo-wee.
It was a very costly mistake. But you know what? I learned my lesson. I will never again be so slipshod about ordering a bottle. And when they present it, I'm going to triple check it.
But it makes you nervous to order wine still.
Yeah.
That's why you need to stick with just, hey, whatever you have that comes in a box, bring that wine out.